In New Jersey, the entire state, Senate, and General Assembly are up for re-election. Meanwhile, outgoing Governor Chris Christie's low approval ratings have led to strong opinions on what his successor should or should not be like. And many voters are dissatisfied with the two major party candidates. Longtime Democrats and Republicans report ticket splitting with their gubernatorial choice. Many remain undecided up until the last minute. As part of Voting Block, our collaborative reporting series on the New Jersey governor's race, WHYY's Joe Hernandez introduces us to a South Jersey voter struggling with this year's choices.
Krista Cooper has just stepped outside after voting at the Paulsboro Firehouse wearing a black jacket and a white head wrap. Cooper's been thinking about the governor's race for months, but hasn't really liked what she's heard from Democrat Phil Murphy or Republican Kim Guadagno.
I was kind of undecided up until this morning, really undecided as to how I was going to vote.
When she got into the booth on Tuesday, she voted for all the down-ballot candidates she already knew she supported. Then she got to governor.
That was the last vote that I made. I went through all of the different issues that were on the ballot and everything. So governor was the last one.
Cooper is a 45-year-old mother and grandmother, born and raised in Paulsboro, a blue-collar town of 6,000 people just across the river from the Philly airport. I first met her at a community meeting in April. Near tears, she told the mayor and police chief that more young people were loitering on the street outside her house, littering their cigarette butts, and she thought selling drugs. Cooper said nobody was doing anything about it, and she was worried it might end in tragedy.
I'm afraid the next time it's going to be one of our babies. I appreciate the...
Hi, how are you?
Krista.
Afterward, I met her at her house, and we talked about how small-town Paulsboro had changed.
There is a large number of young people out on the corners and standing around and doing a little bit of everything that they shouldn't be doing, and zero accountability.
Cooper works at the local Boys and Girls Club and spends her off hours shuttling her kids back and forth to their sports games. She says recently, out-of-towners have been renting apartments in Paulsboro and bringing, quote, animosity to its streets, giving the town a rougher edge. In October, she watched the first gubernatorial debate between Guadagno and Murphy. The moderators asked questions about property taxes and pensions and immigration, but Cooper didn't hear a lot about some of her top issues, like housing and crime.
Right now, I don't see an answer in these two candidates. I see a continuation of the same situation.
Cooper went into that debate thinking she'd vote for Murphy. She's a Democrat. But Murphy struck her as a typical politician who just didn't understand her. Cooper was so disappointed, she switched to being undecided.
It changed me from being, okay, I'm Democrat and I'm going with the Democrat. It changed that.
That's 16. So before this debate, you would have voted for Murphy.
I would have went that way because that's just the way that we go.
Cooper hasn't always paid attention to politics. She watched this race closely, partly because of President Trump's election, and partly because she's starting to think about retirement. Even then, she found it difficult to sort through all the noise, like the campaign mailers and TV ads.
You really have to step aside from all of that stuff and do a little more research and find out what it is that they're saying. Because when they get into the debates and that mudslinging, you don't get to hear the real ground that they're running on.
When she finally got to have her say on Tuesday, Cooper didn't make her choice based on any particular candidate's policy or personality. It was on the word of somebody she trusted.
Just on what my former president said. And that's what I believe in, so that's what I went with.
Former President Barack Obama endorsed Phil Murphy in the race. Obama even showed up to campaign for him. And it was that endorsement that guided Cooper's vote.
And that Barack Obama said that he was the person to go with to help New Jersey move forward. And so, like I said, I'm trusting my former president and what he said. And that was a big turning point for me as well.
Phil Murphy is the favorite to win, according to the latest polls, but whoever takes the top job in Trenton next year, they can be assured that Krista Cooper will be following along closely. From the New Jersey desk, Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.